So our definition of environmental chemistry, looking at the sources of chemicals, their reactions, transport, the effects of those chemicals, and then the fate, how they're eliminated in air, water and soil environments. So it's a nice broad sort of a definition. The study of chemistry itself started in the natural environment. So really environmental chemistry is where it starts. People were interested in how exactly the natural environment was working from a chemical point of view. The first guy to break this down, that everything that was natural didn't relate to the division between the living organisms and the rocks, was this guy Wöhler, who took an inorganic compound as it's classically recognised, ammonium cyanate, and he then transformed that into urea, which everybody knew then was a classic organic waste product. So that was the sort of type of things that people are working on, trying to understand the natural environment. Pollution chemistry really started with a famous book by Rachel Carson called Silent Spring, which is looking at the effect of DDT on things like robins, where the influence of DDT, which is a chlorinated aromatic compound, this compound then, when birds take it on board, it thins the eggs, so that when the birds sit on the eggs shatter. So this was decimating the robin population. In Australia, the peregrine falcon population collapsed in the late 60s due to the amount of DDT that people were using. So there were massive amounts of this chemical, which they assumed was really quite safe when they were using it in agriculture. People used to take baths in it if they had fleas or something like that, and they sprayed the entire country of Italy with it to eliminate mosquitoes. I mean, the entire country. They actually got that worked. They got rid of them. But it was down the track that they discovered that these massive quantities that were out there actually had some impacts into the ecosystem that were unexpected, and they then had to try and do a fix-up operation. Now, the half-life of DDT is quite long. So if you go to a cane paddock around here, dig up a piece of soil, 9 times out of 10 you're going to find DDT still there. It'll eventually vanish in terms of detectability, but certainly at the moment we could detect